Rebel Yell Podcast from the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We are here at the midway point of the PIAA state playoffs. First two rounds in the books. Semifinals coming up Monday, Thursday, and Friday from Penn State. The PIAA baseball and softball championships. Some representation more on the softball side than baseball. Baseball down to four WPIL teams left, seven remaining in softball. The only class that isn't represented is 3A. And in 4A, 5A, there are two WPIL teams still left, so guaranteed to have one District 7 team at Penn State in 4A and 5A. Hopefully Hempfield in 6A, Neshanic in 2A, and Union in Class A can make it five district teams playing for state gold next week, Thursday and Friday. One person who would agree with me about Union is Mia Pruse. She is our WPIAL Softball Player of the Week, and she is kind enough to join us. Mia, how are you?
I'm good.
I haven't even asked anything yet, and she's laughing. So this will be fun. Congratulations on not only your success, but your team's success. WPIL champions for a second straight year. Before we start talking about what's happened so far in the state playoffs, how did this championship differ from the one you won last year as a freshman?
I feel like there was more pressure to be like, some people might not think that. I feel like there's more pressure this year because we had to hold our title or whatever, and no one knew how good we were going to be last year, especially coming as a freshman. And I just feel like there was a little bit more pressure, but I had a team to back me up behind that.
So that's a great point, because you guys were not the favorites, even, you know, or especially your coach thought that you guys didn't get enough credit on your way to last year's WPIAL championship. You dethroned West Green, which has had a tremendous run of district titles a year ago. So you win that sort of, you know, not surprisingly, because you guys did have a good season, but as you mentioned, less pressure last year than this year when everybody, you had a lot of talent back and everybody figured you guys would be high on the list of contenders for a WPIL title. So that's a good point. But is it more enjoyable winning with all that pressure once it is done?
I feel like I felt the same way, like as I felt for the first game. Okay. But it was, I feel like we had more support this year, though. Like more people came to the games, more people supported us in what we were doing.
There was a time, I've been doing this long enough, where the high school sports in Lawrence County was a little rough. Most of the, before you were probably even born, to be quite honest. But man, oh man, things have changed up there. You guys, not only at Union, with the great success you guys have had just this calendar year alone, including the girls basketball team, but really almost every school in Lawrence County has had a piece of the championship pie over the last few years, especially since the COVID years. You know, that how big is that support? You mentioned that it seemed like it was a lot more this year than last year. Do you, as a pitcher, sense that? Do you feel that when the crowd's cheering for you, or when you're out there in the circle, it's sort of all blocked out?
I do feel the support. Like a lot of people from the Union community have come out and watched our games. Like in the last game, the quarterfinals, when I'm pitching and I'm doing a little rough, I can hear people in the crowd cheering me on, cheering the team on. It kind of like helps me a little bit with that.
Yeah, it gives you a little boost, right? Yeah. Before we talk about your pitching, which has been lights out, let's talk about your stick. How has that improved? You've only had 2 years of high school softball, but Are you content where that is? Do you put in a lot of time in as far as your offense is concerned?
Yeah, I do put a lot of time into that. I've been playing travel ball for a while, and that helps with like all the pitching that we see in high school. And I work outside of the practices we have. We have like hitting practices every week, and I work outside of that too, and to get my bat better and be able to hit for our team.
Mm. Well, the pitching. Well, let's go a lot further back than your high school career. When did you first start playing softball?
Probably like T-ball. I started playing softball and T-ball, but I started pitching when I was like probably 9 or 10, around that time.
Now, again, you might not remember, so maybe from what you have heard from your parents or from others that are older than you, is it a situation where they felt that you always had a strong arm? Like if you'd, you know, pick up a toy and you'd throw it when you were a toddler or a youngster, or heaven forbid, you pick up a rock outside and you throw it and you hit a tree 50 yards away or something like that?
Well, I do remember this one time. I was in the backyard. My sister and I were talking about this yesterday, and we were playing kickball, and I got mad. So I picked up like a jump rope and I threw it, but it hit her and it chipped her tooth. And then after that, I don't know what happened, but I went outside with my dad and my mom, and I was like, I want to try something. And I told him to sit down, and I just pitched a ball. And they were like, whoa, that was actually kind of good. And I pitched like 8 strikes in a row. My dad tells me up to this day that if I like didn't do good when I told them about that, that I wouldn't have gone into pitching because he wouldn't have put any time into it. But then after that, I started going to pitching lessons and stuff.
Were your parent, mom, dad, did they play ball at all?
My dad played baseball, and my mom actually played softball for high school. And my aunt actually, she went to Pitt. Wait, yeah, wow. Went to Pitt for softball. And she actually played with the pitcher from Carmichael's mom. They played on the same team in college.
Excellent. Well, so there are genes, athletic genes in the Prues family. That always helps. But you still, even though if you're born with the gift, you got to work at it. And it sounds like, you know, starting with that errant jump rope that you have definitely put time into it. Do you get more enjoyment out of striking out the side, boom, 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 or delivering a big hit?
I feel like I get more enjoyment out of striking out the like people, because it's just the feeling of it is like amazing, because you're like preventing another hit from happening or getting another out for the team. So it's not as much work as your team has to do behind you. And even if they do get hits, I trust my team to be able to make those outs also.
Yeah, good point. Let's talk a little bit about this past week. You guys win the WPIL championship for a second time. Come into the state playoffs, Berlin Brothers Valley. Turned out to be, you know, a little bit of a walk in the park. 4 innings, you guys win by 15 runs. But it started out a little rough. You guys were actually down after a half inning, 3-0. I didn't sense any panic. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, I feel like in the first inning, I just have to get the nerves out sometimes. And that was one of those games. But I knew that we would be able to hit and make up for all the errors that I made in the field.
Well, the rough start, again, 3-0. That was erased very quickly. You guys came back, took the lead, took control, and cruised to a victory. How would you assess that game for yourself?
I would say that all around, I think I did pretty good in that game. I don't know how many like strikeouts or anything that I had, but I know that I don't think they had that many hits other than the first inning, but yeah. But I think I helped my team out a lot, especially with the grand slam I hit. I haven't been like hitting that much, and that I feel like that helped me and the team out a lot.
Well, let's go to the tape here. This is something I probably should have had. There it is, the Union scorecard. And when you see lots of dark diamonds filled in, that's good. That's a lot of runs. Yeah, Mia had the grand slam in the fourth inning. That ended it, right? That was the walk-off?
No, I think
no.
Liv Benedict got a hit, and then Tori May hit to bring her
in. That's right. Liv tripled after your grand slam made it 17-3. She tripled, and then Tori with the single. That ended it, 18-3. So let's look at your line here, pitching-wise. Three runs on only one hit. You struck out in only four innings, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you only walked two, and those were both in the first inning. So once you got settled in, just one error in the fourth inning was the only base runner as you, you shut him down, 18-3. Victory. By the way, let me see here. Offensively, you had the grand slam, you had a double and two walks, three runs scored. Well, your courtesy runner. You keep your courtesy runner happy with three runs scored. Let's move on to the quarterfinals against West Branch. Much tighter game. You guys prevail 5-2. Olivia Benedict swinging a red hot stick, continued to do so. She had a double. Olivia Williams also with a double. Your performance allowed four hits, 17 strikeouts in the 5-2 win. Pretty dominating performance.
Wait, what? Sorry.
Pretty dominating performance you with the 17 strikeouts.
Oh, yeah.
What was working against West Branch?
The changeup was really working against West Branch. You could hear all their fans in the stands saying, watch the changeup, watch the changeup. Then I would throw it, but they still couldn't really hit it. And my rise ball was working. They were chasing the high ones also.
Is that a tough pitch in softball, the changeup? I mean, whether you're talking baseball or softball, if you can bring it speed-wise, which you can, a changeup is a deadly pitch. It's tempting, but you're, as a hitter, you're just all thrown off. Your timing is way off, and thus you're not going to have much success even if you make contact. But as a pitcher, is that a tough pitch to throw consistently for strikes?
Yeah, it is. There's like a bunch of different changeups that you can have, but I really have like my one main one that I throw. But this year, towards like the end of the season, getting into the Whipple, it's been like really dominant. And like last year, it wasn't as good, but I worked on it throughout the summer, and it just takes a lot of time to like perfect.
So what's the differences? Is it grip determined?
Yeah, I grip mine like a fastball. I just release it at a different way.
Okay. Do you change angles or no? No.
It should. It looks like the exact same. I just flip it. Okay.
All right. Well, like I said, it's a bear to hit, just because of the timing aspect, especially when you're expecting, you know, the heat, and you get that. It could be thrown for strikes. It's a deadly weapon, and you've obviously mastered that this season, and it's paying off. 5-2, the victory over West Branch. Set you guys up semifinals game against Claysburg Kimmel. They are the District 6 champs. They have knocked off a couple WPIL teams, Frazier and Chartiers Houston, to get to Monday's game. Do you know anything about them thus far?
Not really. I have like looked at their team a little bit. My dad's told me about them a little bit. They're going to be a good hitting team, but I know that their runs in the last game were like all unearned, I think. So I don't know. I don't really know. We don't have any video footage on them right now. So I don't know how good they might be.
Do you like to, from that standpoint, you mentioned your dad helps you out a little bit. I'm sure your coaches do as well, but do you like to be a sponge and suck in all that information on a team, or are you like, you know, okay, give me the general update on this team, and then I'll just go about and do my thing?
I think it depends on the team. Like some teams I know like a lot about them already, but this team we've never really seen them. I think they drop from 2A. Yeah, we don't really know anything about them this year. So I would like get all the information like I would need. I know their pitcher, I'm pretty sure, is pretty good. Okay.
That's Monday at Norwin High School at 2 o'clock. I'll be there with the call on Lawrence County Sportsnet for that one. Coach Fisher, what's he like to play for?
He's a good coach, and he brings up the team a lot. He's real funny, and like whenever we're down, he's always like, it's all right. We've been down before. We can do this. He picks the team up. Really good coach. We have really good practices, actually. Past two practices before States and Whipules and all of them have been really nice. And, like, we've worked a lot on our defense to perfect it. Even if we make mistakes, he picks up the team with the rest of us.
Okay. Good. That's a good thing. Okay. You're wrapping up the midway point of your career. What a successful career it has been. Hopefully you're hoping to cap it with your first state championship. We'll see what happens Monday against Claysburg. And let's get to know Mia a little bit more. Okay. You're done now with your sophomore year at Union, correct?
Yes.
If you had to pick a class, what class or classes are you most interested in, and what really is a snoozer?
I really like chemistry. A lot of people didn't like it, but no. I like it. I think it's like, it's not fun, but it's not like, it's like a good class. It's not, it like challenges you, so it's not boring. But my least favorite class is probably I don't know. Probably algebra. It was just really boring in that class.
Polite golf clap for the bad mouthing of math in general. away from softball or jump roping, what are some of the things that that you like to do for fun?
I like to. I don't know. I don't know. I like to hang out with my friends a lot. A lot of my friends have gotten their licenses, so we go out to eat a lot. I like to eat.
Now, are your friends good drivers? Be honest.
Yeah,
they are. You don't have to name names, but are they good drivers?
They are, yeah.
Okay, all right. Are you chomping at the bit as far as getting behind the wheel, or are you satisfied waiting a little bit?
I want to get my permit, but I have to wait, like, 2 months to get my permit. But as soon as
you turn 16, you're gonna be off and running, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's the rules nowadays? Somebody told me, I think a neighbor of mine told me that because all my kids are long gone past that stage. Well, not long gone, but they're past that stage. Is it 15 and a half you can get your permit now, or
No, it's, I think that might be in Ohio, but not in Newcastle. I have to wait till I'm 16, but on my birthday, I can get my permit.
Did you know Newcastle was in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay. Just the way you said that. That might be in Ohio, but not in Newcastle. As if Newcastle was like you're talking Newcastle, England or something. I'm just teasing with you. How often, because you are up in that area where Ohio is not that far away, how often do you and your friends bounce back and forth across the border?
We go there pretty often. We go to like the mall or like out to eat, like, because they have all the good restaurants, like the Outback and Texas Roadhouse.
All right, now what's your favorite? All the good restaurants, you mentioned two of them. Which one is your favorite?
Probably Texas Roadhouse, because of the rolls, they're real good.
Oh, she likes the rolls.
Yeah, I have like three baskets every time I go there.
Are you? Wow. So you like the steak as well?
I get ribs when I go there.
Okay.
Mostly.
How do you like your ribs?
You
just like them.
Yeah.
You all right? Yeah. You like them not broken, right? Right down there. What's the big mall you go to?
We haven't been to the mall in a while, but the Boardman Mall. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. Boardman, Ohio. Okay. So when you're with your friends, let's just say that you're at someone's house, your house, maybe somebody else's house, watching TV or whatever, playing games, whatever you guys do. What are you snacking on? What are some of your favorite snacks?
Pizza rolls are really good.
Wow, that didn't take long. Pizza rolls.
Yeah. When I was at my friend's house.
Okay, that's good. What about sweets? You like it? You have any sweet snacks? Sweet tooth?
I like nerd clusters. They're like little nerd gummies.
Okay. You kids love those gummies.
Yeah.
most of the athletes we get on here, that's some sort of gummy thing that I'm not even. When I was young, it was the Swedish fish, and that was about it.
Oh, those are good. I love
them. Yeah, they are good. I don't eat them anymore because they stick to your teeth and they're a pain to get out. But they were the bomb back in the day. Do you watch a lot of TV?
Yeah.
Give me one or two shows that you like to watch, you enjoy watching.
Manifest, it's really good. Last season just came out and I'm on like the last episode, I think. I don't know, that's the only one I'm watching right now.
That's the only one you're watching. Mm-hmm. What about movies?
Favorite
all-time movies. Well, give me at least two favorite all-time movies.
I like Grease. And then I also
the John Travolta Grease. Wow, that's like that was back in the 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That was good. Okay, go ahead.
And then I can't think of any moves right now. You put me on the spot. I'm trying to think of what I've watched, and I just can't.
All right. Well, you've done good. You've done good. James Dotson, your soon-to-be teacher at Algebra 2, said you'd do a solid job, and you did. Congratulations on your success. Good luck on Monday. I'll see you at Norwin. And nothing but the best in the future, young lady.
Thank you.
All right. Mia Pruse of Union High School. Our player of the week here as we are between the quarterfinals and the semifinals of the PIAA state playoffs. A job well done, Mia. All right. So let's get you up to date as far as what's happened in the state playoffs. We'll do, if I can find it, we'll do 3A, 2A, and Class A now. And then we'll do 4A, 5A, 6A in our player. Our softball team of the week. All right, Class A, pretty good success. Four teams, three advanced to the quarterfinals. However, only one's left from the WPIL heading into the semifinals. Let's go back to round one. We talked about Union destroying Berlin Brothers Valley. Olivia Benedict, single, double, triple, five RBI to help the Scotties to the easy victory. Chartiers Houston, a winner, 13-3 over Cambridge Springs. Lauren Rush with three hits for the Bucks. Ella Ritchie, a home run and four RBI for Chartiers Houston. The only team not to survive from the WPIO in round one was Fraser. They lost to Claysburg Kimmel, 8-6. Jayana Saferno from Fraser, 3-for-4, an RBI and a triple. Not enough as the Commodores lose, and they end their season at 14-4. Carmichael's in round one, a 7-0 winner over Dubois Central Catholic from District 9. Bailey Barniak, five hits, nine strikeouts with the shutout victory for the Mighty Mikes. In the quarterfinals, Union over West Branch, 5-2. We talked about it. Mia had allowed only four hits, struck out 17. Olivia Benedict, Olivia Williams, each with a double for the Scotties as they move on. Chartiers Houston does not move on. They lose to Claysburg Kimmel 5-1. Another home runner, 13th of the season for Ella Ritchie. Not enough, though, for the Buccaneers. Emily Cavander, four hits and 16 strikeouts. She also had two hits and an RBI in helping the Bulldogs to the 5-1 victory. Carmichael's, Chartiers Houston, their season ends with a final record of 15-7. Carmichael's season ends with a final record of 19-2. They lose in 8 innings to Glendale, the district, the number 3 team out of District 6, 5-4 in 8 innings. Ava Weld was the had the game-winning RBI, a double in the 8th inning for Glendale. Sophia Zalar, 2 hits for the Mighty Mikes. Kendall Ellsworth, 2 RBI for Carmichael's as well. Not enough as they lose 5-4 to Glendale. So in Class A softball, the semifinals, Glendale will take on Tri-Valley in the East, Central Mountain High School on Monday at 3 o'clock. Union will take on Claysburg Kimmel, the WPIL Slayers. They're 2-0 against District 7 here in the postseason. That game at Norman High School at 2 o'clock. And again, for all you Lawrence County sports fans, that game will be video streamed on Lawrence County Sports and also Trib HSSM. All right, to 2A, undefeated Neshanic in round 1, knocked off Penns Valley by a score of 9-0. Addie Fry, 7 hits, 12 strikeouts in the Lancers' 47th consecutive victory. Also in round 1, Laurel loses a wild one. They were up big, 7-1 early over District 5 Everett, but Everett comes back and wins 15-12. Addie Deal for the Spartans, 2 home runs, including a grand slam. She had 6 RBI, but the Spartans could not hold on to that early 7-1 lead. They lose 15-12. And Greensburg Central Catholic also comes up short, 8-7, and a loss to District 9 champion Cranberry. Emma Henry, 3 hits and 3 RBI for the Centurions. Greensburg Central Catholic season ending at 14-4. Laurel season ends at 16-4. In the quarterfinals, Neshanic over Sharpsville, the District 10 champions, 2-1, a tight one for the 48th consecutive victory for the Lancers, which, by the way, is a WPIL record now. Addie Fry allowed 3 hits, 1 unearned run, and 7 strikeouts in the win for the Lancers. Jaden Nogay had 2 hits. Hunter Newman, an RBI double for the Lancers as they move on to the state semifinals, where they will play another undefeated team, Everett. Everett knocked off Cranberry 12-2 in the quarterfinals. So battle of the unbeaten. Everett against Neshanic at Heindel Field in Dubois at 2 p.m. That one also on Lawrence County Sports and Trib HSSN. In the East, Bald Eagle defeated Minersville 3-2. Bald Eagle is the District 6 champion. South Williamsport 10-0 over Bristol. So South Williamsport, the District 4 champion. So 4 district champions, WPIL against D5, D6 against D4. That South Williamsport Bald Eagle game on Monday at Central Mountain High School at 1 p.m. All right, finally, 3A softball in round 1. Avonworth, the lone District 7 survivor. The WPIL champion Antelopes beat Fort LaBeouf from District 10 by a score of 12-2. Sidney Savat with 3 hits, 2 triples, 2 RBI for the Antelopes. Burrell's season comes to an end. They lose to Junietta 1-0. Katie Armstrong allowed only 3 hits at 11 strikeouts, but the Bucks could offer or could get no offense against Elizabeth Gazier of Junietta. She only allowed 1 hit, had 18 strikeouts for Junietta, the District 6 champions, winning 1-0 over Burrell. The Buccaneers' final record 14-7. Southmoreland loses to Chestnut Ridge. Brittany Mutter of Chestnut Ridge allowed only 3 hits, 11 strikeouts as they knocked off Southmoreland by a score of 4-1. The Scotties' final record 16-4. And District 10 champion Jamestown, a 6-4 winner over Waynesburg Central, a single, double, 3 RBI 4 Waynesburg Central's Hannah Wood, but they lose to Jamestown 6-4. Jamestown beat Chestnut Ridge 3-0 in the semifinals. Avonworth loses to Juniata 6-1. Olivia Lancey, 3 hits, 9 strikeouts, 4 unearned runs she allowed. Cassie Heinauer had the Antelopes' only RBI. Juniata against Jamestown at Heindel Field and Dubois at 4 o'clock. Mid-Valley against Palisades in the other 3A semifinal at Bloomsburg University at 4 p.m. That'll do it for this edition of the Rebel Yell Podcast. We thank Mia Pruz for joining us, Chris Lackner, our producer. I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us, the Rebel Yell Podcast, on the path to Penn State on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.